Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome to the Backpacking of Listeners podcast. Carl couldn't make it this week, of course, typical. So we are going to release a show that was originally supposed to be a Patreon show for y'all. Enjoy yourselves, and here we go.
Guys, we've all been there. Boogers in the nose, dirt in the nose. You can't breathe. It's so frustrating on the trail. And what do you want to do more? You want to breathe that clean, fresh mountain air, that wild air. Well, now you can, guys. There's something that's going to help clear those passageways. It's called the snot scissors. They are trained leaf cutter ants that keep your schnoz clean and fresh. Check them out at boogersbegone.snotface. Hey, everybody. This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who you will find licking trees out in the wild. Why? Because he hates peanut butter and celery, but he loves ants on a log. Carl Mandrioli! There he is. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, ants on a log. I've eaten ants on a log before, like legit.
Like real ants, huh?
Yeah, we went to this. It was like the Great Barrier Reef. They had these, I don't know, fluorescent.
Were they covered
green
in chocolate?
No? I wish. Okay. Fluorescent green colored ants, and they're like, you can eat these. They taste like, you know, citrus fruit.
Yeah, right.
And so my kids dared me to eat them, and I was like, they actually do taste like citrus fruit. So That's correct. You actually got one right. Nice,
yes,
Derek.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't like fool the tourists, like we're locals, we're gonna like make you look silly.
No, I think they have one too. So they
that's fair.
But yeah. Right. Anyway, welcome to the Backpacking and Blisters podcast, everybody. With me today is Derek Somerville. Derek is a man who doesn't believe that you can improve the efficiency of wind farms by playing country music near them because they're just heavy metal fans.
Wow. Wow. Did you Google that one?
That was one of my better ones.
That was one of your better ones. Okay. We're moving up, guys. So welcome to season 5 of the Backpacking Blisters podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome to season 5 that happened last year.
Oh, I mean, six.
It's fast forward a year into season 6.
We're both on it today.
You can't get co-hosts any better than Derek, my friends.
Nothing but the A game today.
That's right. That's right. So, okay. I'm curious to see if this topic hits a nerve with some folks, because this has been something that's been said for years with the ultralight community. Each piece of gear should have at least 2 uses. Otherwise,
don't bring it.
Don't bring it, or why bring it? Why even bother?
It's worthless. Yeah. Right. We're definitely touching a nerve today. Touching a nerve.
So, So we'll get to that. I think it's time to bust this myth. You might disagree. I think that
we're gonna try.
You know, people have calmed down a little bit with ultralight stuff, and they've gone, you know, they're getting more luxury focused. For some people, I think maybe for the thru hikers, that may not be the case, but we're still going to try to bust the myth, right?
I'm going to attempt. Okay. I'm going to attempt. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
We'll see what happens. So, yeah. All right. Well, we're well into 2023 at this point. Have you figured anything out? Like any goals or you know, plans or resolutions?
I think my resolution, well, goal will be to stick to a. I'm gonna try to plan out like. When I do exercise and workout, I'm going to try to stick to a specific plan. Like consistency is king, they always say, right? So I'm going to try to be okay. as consistent as possible. I'm going to try to plan out the breaks that I want to take, whether it's like, hey, it's vacation time. Hey, it's holiday time. Now I'm going to shut down and not do anything.
You're going to allow yourself that
I'm going to allow my, and I think it's good to do that. Okay. But I'm going to try to be as consistent as possible. Maybe whether that's 4 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever it is, the program I'm doing. So that's what I'm going to do.
So I'm actually on the verge of planning our July trip this year and kind of finalizing where we're going and which trail we're going to do. Yeah. And man, there's a lot of options. And so I was kind of, I'm planning with one of the other guys that's going this summer and he's kind of, I don't know. I would say you and him are like similar abilities in terms of like backpacking fitness wise and kind of, you know, how you prepare for the trip. And some of the trips that we were considering, I just said straight up, I said, you know what? I don't think some of the guys are up for doing like, you know, a 12,000 foot mountain pass day one. Like let's do 10 miles that includes a 12,000 foot mountain pass. And he said, you know what? If we got to do that day one, I'll train for that. I'm going to make sure I'll be in good enough shape. And I said, it doesn't matter. Everybody has to do that.
Yeah. Weakest link. Who's the weakest?
Yeah. So would you be willing, if I said, hey, like you got 6 months, we're going to have a challenging day one, day two, whatever. Be ready. Would you train for that?
Is it day one or day one and two? You're being kind of...
I'm a little vague because there's a lot of different options, but let's just say in general, it's a challenging trip, but day one in particular, we're hitting high elevation and got to cross a mountain pass.
I mean, I guess, yeah, I would train for that. I think you're always freshest day one anyway. So yeah, I think that would be the day to do it.
Yeah, you're also the least acclimatized, right, when you're hitting higher elevations.
That's a good point, too. But I don't have that. I don't know. I would do it. I would try to do it. But, I mean, obviously the altitude is going to be the factor you can't really train for. But, well, are you leaning
We know that you can do it. We know your body can go over that pass.
Yeah.
But is it going to do it? You know, are you going to feel okay? Are you going to struggle through it? Are you going to be hating life? You know, that's kind of the...
I mean, if the altitude gets you. I mean, it's gotten me, once in... 20 whatever years we've been doing this or whatever.
Yeah, but because I've intentionally planned around it most times, I would say. But this time, there's a chance that we just, you know, we go gung-ho and we're getting after it.
Okay, well, is it like a permit thing or are you still thinking about it?
Let you know. I'm just wondering if I actually give you the notice, would you actually train
I think you want to do it, and that's why you're throwing it out. Is that true?
I always want to get after it. Always. I never want to take it easy and do the trips where I get to camp and I'm like, I don't need my freeze-dried meal. I haven't burned enough calories. I'm not hungry enough to eat that thing.
You want to feel like you earned it. You want to earn that. Oh,
always.
Okay.
Always. That's right. I'm not getting off the couch just to kind of like meander in the woods and have some sort of like, you know, communal nature experience. We're like, we're going adventuring, my friend.
True. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll if you're up for that, I'll do it for sure. I think.
And just to clarify, I'm not looking at doing crazy miles. It's more just the elevation stuff. So, you know, I'm still looking to stick to like 10 miles a day. We're not going to do like 15.
You still want to go uphill though. You want some more uphill. You like that strain, that burn.
The area we're looking at is accessing the Eastern Sierras. And so to access them, most of the trailheads start by climbing. Some are ridiculous. There's one that I was looking at where I just kind of laughed. I'm like, that's not going to happen. It literally starts in the desert, like right off the 395. And then you climb 7,000 feet of elevation gain over 9 miles to get to the pass. And I thought,
That's crazy.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. No. So anyway, okay. That's enough of that. Let's get to the gear stuff.
You got a Bible verse today?
Oh, I do. Thank you. So it's Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance.
Ooh.
But everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. So has anybody accused you of being diligent about like really anything?
accused you of being. It sounds like a. Why would you say it like that?
For fun.
Accused for fun. I'm not going to answer you for fun. Okay. Being a good parent. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
I like that one.
Safe
like
answer. One. Safe.
Yeah. Nobody's died yet. I mean, I didn't mean to, but I was kind of asking if you'd be diligent about training. And so it sounds like you say yes.
About training for the trip? No. I would say in the past, no. But I think.
No, but if I'm giving you the notice, like, hey, be ready. And so you're saying yes, you'll be
ready. I will do my best to be ready. I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, still climbing however many elevation feet we're going to do day one with a full backpack. Not an empty backpack on like day three.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'd rather do it on like day three. I'll say that.
Okay.
Than day one. But yeah. if you have to do day one because you're like, I gotta get it after it.
It doesn't work that way, man. It doesn't work like the area that we're going to, you have to access the mountains by starting on one side of the range.
So it's either this trail, we access it day one, day two, or what?
All right. We can talk about this off the podcast, but there are some other options for sure. I'm just trying to introduce new areas because otherwise we're going to be kind of cycling back through some spots we've been to. So that was a thought.
Oh, well then you should say that. We're going to repeat areas. We want to try something new.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. And honestly, there is an easier access point where it's not a significant mountain pass, but we've hit, I don't know, a few miles of the trail. And so I don't know if that's going to be a downer for guys. Like, we were already on this trail. Even though it's only a few miles, like, it might feel like a repeat.
So you feel like it's a downer for you?
For me, well, okay, we're going down a rabbit hole. We'll talk about it later.
It's a downer, everybody. It's a downer.
Okay.
All right. We'll get going on our list here. We got
All right.
Items that need to be debunked.
Sort of. I'm going to challenge you. I've got four items on my list. I'm going to challenge you. Can you know, if it's supposed to, you know, if this is like a common item in your backpacking gear, are you using it for like legitimately two different ways? Are we stretching? Are we, you know, for example, like if you say the stove and you say, yeah, I'm cooking breakfast, I'm cooking dinner, two different ways. Like, is that a stretch? You know,
that's a
what stretch. What are you gonna come up with for this? So are there legitimately, can you make a case for everything in your pack having two uses? Okay.
I can try.
Here we go.
Okay.
You want to go first?
I'll go first. All
sure.
Right. Let's start with a toothbrush.
Okay.
Give me two legitimate uses for the toothbrush.
All right. That's one that I thought of as being very difficult to use twice. So, yeah, I think that you could use it, aside from brushing your teeth, you could use it to, I mean, toothbrushes are used for cleaning something, but I don't know what you'd be cleaning out on the trail, right? Like your zipper, the backpack zipper.
And then you're going to put it back in your mouth? Sounds
well,
great.
You bring that extra squeeze bottle to kind of squirt water onto it.
So again, with the squeeze bottle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not living that down.
Look, listen. I the only thing I thought of, because this is like a one and done for me. Mm-hmm. The only thing I thought of is like, if you're going to get rid of that toothbrush at the end of the trip, and you're like,
Which a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Last morning of your trip, you brush your teeth, you're done. And then, okay, could I use this to like scrub, I don't know, mud off my shoe or my, you know, like could you
everybody wait something? For me, my shoes are dirty, I gotta clean them.
Hold up, guys. I don't want to dip them in water or spray them with a hose, but I don't know what I really use it for, other than scrubbing something to clean.
Okay
them.
No, now you got me thinking.
You could get the salmon out of your backpack with it, you know, that I put
I tried lots of things that didn't work. Derek's referencing when he put salmon juice in my backpack as a prank, and my backpack.
It wasn't salmon juice. Never mind. I'm not going to go into
this with you. He basically ruined my backpack and thought it was funny.
True.
All right. So, what if you have a wound that you need to clean and it's got some grit kind of like deep down in there? Would you use a toothbrush to kind of brush it out?
No, I think you're getting more bacteria in there. That brush is like full of bacteria. It's disgusting. Let me just rub my bacteria right in my cut.
All right, new toothbrush. The wound happens day one before you've used it.
No, I'm not using my toothbrush.
Right, do you see what we're talking about here? So, toothbrush. We're already one for one. I guess the ultralight would say, yeah, Don't bring a toothbrush then.
You know
don't
what? You can write a review. Yeah. Write a review and tell us what you do. And then hit subscribe. Then hit subscribe. That's what you can do.
Like and subscribe after you disagree with us. Okay.
And then like and subscribe. Again.
Right. All right. So
what do you got? What
I'm going to give you kind of a softball one, but I'm going to give you some pushback on what your anticipated answer is. So because, and I'll give you with good reason. So this is, you mentioned this in a previous episode, a multiple use for this, and that is the sleeping pad.
Okay. The sleeping
pad. So the first use is obviously like keep you warm, insulated, comfortable when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Second use.
And I'm going to say chair.
Okay. Like with a like chair kit or you're just leaning up against a tree or what are you doing?
You're just supporting yourself to like lay in the tent and play games or something like that, right?
You're still kind of using the tent. That feels similar.
Okay. So maybe you have the chair kit. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have the chair kit. Maybe you have it against a tree and you're just sitting out there at the fireplace.
Okay.
And you're just hanging out having dinner.
Now you're causing more problems. What's your second use for a chair kit?
Second use for a chair kit instead of...
Yeah, you're introducing new gear that we now have to try to make a second use out of the first piece.
You said chair kit, so I went with chair kit. I guess I'm just going to like fold it up against a tree. There's my chair kit. Or a log or something.
Right. And so I think that I typically am willing to do that depending upon which sleeping pad I have with me. But I did that on a recent trip and somebody was like, aren't you concerned that you're going to be popping that thing, putting holes in that thing? Mm-hmm. And I said, I haven't had that issue. But, you know, some people are having that issue like right out of the package. They take it out, they bring it on a trip, they haven't even put it on the ground, they inflate it and it's leaking. So maybe we've gotten fortunate with that. I think that's risky. I think it's a reasonable answer, but I think it's risky.
Okay. How much does your chair kit weigh, the straps?
I haven't brought it in years, but it weighs, it was like 7 to 9 ounces, I want to say.
That's pretty heavy, I feel like. It's like half a pound.
Yeah, no, for sure. But it's lighter than, like, if you bring a backpacking chair, the lighter ones weigh like a pound. So you're shaving half a pound by bringing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, that's fair.
So, but it's not, I mean, I still think the chairs are better than the kit. So, although that being said, it's nice to have the kit inside the tent where you can kind of use that.
In the tent, yours is better.
In the tent.
For sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So,
what's your next one?
Minimal use. All right, my next one is the headlamp. Let's go with the headlamp.
Mm.
What are you going to do? Okay. Secondary use. You're using your headlamp in camp. Find your way. You're going to use it to go pee, whatever. You're using it to find your way. That's a use. What's your second use, though?
To find your way. When you say find your way, you're saying like hiking?
To create a better visual field for you to see. Right?
Yeah. All right. That's right. I don't think most people use headlamps to hike at night, but I have used that.
Or around camp. Maybe around camp or in the tent.
It's more there around camp and the cooking and the doing the camp chores when it's dark outside. That's more what you use it for.
Yeah,
right?
But is there a use other than to help you see better at night, essentially?
So again, this is a stretch because the answer is no. But if you want to say, well, I'm using it for camp chores, then I'm using it to play some cards at night. Then I'm going to use it to throw into a water bottle to create a gear hack lantern like we talked about. Then technically you could say that's multiple uses, but again, I think it's a stretch.
Yeah.
And I wonder if ultralighters are very...
They're stretching that.
Structured. I wonder if they're ditching the headlamp.
No way.
Because if they can make it out of camp at first light and they're in camp before it gets dark...
Such a... There's just stuff that you're going to... I mean, are they bringing their cell phone? Probably not. I don't know. They bring the cell phone?
Ooh.
Because then you have two lamps.
Right. And so maybe they use that instead.
There's just stuff that you're going to want to see late at night. Oh, no, I can't find this. I got to like fumble around in my backpack in the middle of the night. I mean, I don't care who you are.
When we go on our trips, like the nighttime is very valuable to us, but really for through hikers and ultralighters, the nighttime is not. They just want to get to bed as soon as possible to get those hours of sleep in. They're not hanging out.
True.
As much.
I still feel like there's a need to find light somewhere, though, no?
You could have a campfire.
Maybe you...
You could.
Yes. But I guess.
I like the cell phone. I mean, really, the cell phone could be the solution. Like, hey, if I need an emergency light, I'll just use the light on my cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So there you go.
So just a substitute is your answer.
So I'm wondering if they ditch him. I'm wondering if they ditch him. They may not, but I'm just curious.
It's good. I don't know. It's a good point.
Yeah. I wouldn't ditch
him. Ultralighters have two lamps. That's real ultralight, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Okay.
What's your next one?
Next one is something that I don't bring, but a lot of people bring. This is the tent footprint.
Oh, the footprint. I guess it's, well, we use it additionally as like a shelter when we were in
Colorado that one year with mm-hmm. our boy Knowlton, and he jimmy rigged a little, you know, little against the three trees or whatever, and we had a little shelter mm-hmm. in the rain. So yeah, I guess you could use it as like a
tarp shelter.
Possibly okay. a lean. You could like protect mm-hmm. yourself. You're gonna sleep in there. So I think there's some additional uses for that.
Okay.
What about you?
So you're pro footprint then, is what you're saying?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
No.
You're not. You don't
like I'm just telling you the multiple uses. I think it's kind of like I'm in agreement with you on that. I think it's kind of useless in the sense.
Well, I've come around a little bit in recent episodes. I shared that I would be willing to use, you know, there's a couple mm-hmm. lightweight, cheap options, the Tyvek one, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm open to that. I'm not so closed off to that. If I have a really expensive thin material tent, which I'm going to have access to this year, so I might, just for that reason, not for your typical tent, have that.
You're going to have footprint. All that trash.
But again, not the custom one where it costs $1 million just all to right. match it up. Just like a basic one, just an extra layer of protection that doesn't weigh more than an ounce.
Huh. Okay. It's ironic to hear you say that. But okay, I see where you're going.
It's a scenario where I don't know. I might not. Maybe you're going to, you know, shame me into not
I might shame we'll you. See. The lines are gray. We're going to see how gray they are. All right. Next one is a water. What about a water filter? What are you going to do with a water filter other than filter water? You filter your pee and drink it? That's the second year.
Okay. So technically, again, this is like still pushing it here.
Let's say you have a Sawyer squeeze.
Yeah. You could use a Sawyer squeeze as a squeeze filter. So you're squeezing the water through kind of on the go, immediate mm-hmm. water access, mm-hmm. or you get to camp and you can rig it so that it is a gravity filter.
Right.
Have the water sort of as needed, kind of, you know, just kind of working. Can't, it's magic.
Okay. I can get behind
it's
that.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch, man. Come on.
It is a stretch, but I can get behind it.
And even so, like, I don't know that, you know, like people that are really honing in on their base weight, I don't think they would have the whole setup to do both. I think they're doing one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct. So
I don't think, I think you could make that case for the water filter that's nonsense.
I would agree with you. I think there's validity in both arguments, but I think you're still filtering water and you're still doing the same thing with it. Like that's what it's for.
Right.
So whatever. Yep.
Okay. All right. Next one. This one you might struggle with a little bit. Oh. This is something that a lot of ultralighters bring, including yourself. This is a very, very common piece of backpacking gear that is just amazing.
The buck knife?
The pajama pants.
This has multiple uses, and I will tell you. All right. Depending on the weather, I can use them as a camp luxury item during camp for dinner, games, hangout time, sleeping if I need them. If the weather is luxurious, I can also use them as a very enjoyable pillowcase. And so I'll slip that puppy over and just lay my little face on my nice, lovely fleece pillowcase. Giddy up. Giddy up.
Oh, my God. That's actually a good answer right there.
Boom.
I was not thinking you were going to think of anything, but
no,
wow.
I got that one. That's good.
Have you really used it as a pillowcase?
Yeah. Once. No.
Okay.
They got hot.
Somewhere. It is not. I mean, they're soft. Yeah. Like, I get it, man. But
I will say this. You can really only do that maybe the first or second night because then they get a little rank, and you don't want that smell on your face. So,
well, they're rank if you've worn them on, you know, as pants at any point. I wouldn't use it as a pillowcase. I would only use it when I hadn't.
Okay.
You know, well, that's worn them. Wait.
No,
you can use it after you wore them as pants.
No. You can slide over. I'm not going to put the crotch part where my face goes. I'm going to put like where the calf is or the shin, you know, you're going to put that over the pillow.
Okay. Answer the question though.
No, I didn't.
Did you wear them at any point and then use it as a pillowcase?
I did that on the first night. No.
Okay.
That's it. And I'm thankful.
I don't believe everyone's.
I don't believe myself. What do you want me to say? I put the crotch right in my face. You want me to cry? I smelled myself the whole night. That's what you want me to say? Fine. Sure, I did. Does that make you feel better?
It does. Make you feel better. You know, anytime we can get you to tell the truth, it's a victory.
I wish Bill would give me back my sleeping pad. Okay, so here we go.
Last one.
This is going to be a rough one for you. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how you're going to answer this one. This is an item we all will bring on the trip. We all will eventually have it.
You don't start off with it, but you will have it at least by the end of day one. For you, you'll probably have it after the first 10 minutes. And that would be the dirty, sweaty sock. What is another use for the dirty, sweaty sock?
I mean, clothes, I don't know if they count technically as gear. I suppose you could.
What do you mean socks are gear? What are you talking about? You're preventing blisters. You're preventing like rash. You're preventing.
But then you can ask about any piece of clothes. Like, what are you using the shirt for? Besides wearing it as a shirt? What are you, like, I'm using it as a washcloth. Like, you know, how, you know.
Some people don't even bring a shirt. That's why I'm saying dirty sock.
Okay. So
what do you do with a dirty sock?
Dirty socks.
Is that like to keep flies? It's like a fly trap? You hang it on a tree, it's a fly trap? What are we doing?
If they're dirty and dry and you've soaked your other pair, you wear them as your backup pair of socks.
Oh, so they're used as a backup pair of socks.
Yeah, you can also clean them while you're out on the trail. You can, you know.
What, dip them in a river?
You can pour some water on them, squeeze out the dirt, do that multiple times, have them dry on your pack if it's a dry day outside. So there's... Some options.
Let me ask you a question. Let's dig into this a little bit. Let's say you cleaned your socks by getting them wet, and then you let them dry. You're like, okay, I cleaned my socks. These are fresh and they're new. You know what? I wish I had an extra pillowcase. Can I use my sock as that pillowcase?
Right.
Would you do that?
Putting a trail clean sock on your foot versus on your face, I feel like are two different things. Do you agree?
I'm saying a trail clean. Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm not using it as a pillowcase, if that's what you're asking. My sock is not, I don't have my ankles so large that they could fit around my pillow.
You have thick calves though. We all you have some bodybuilder calves. So I think can you get, I mean, that's the point though. Like they go back on your feet. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything else.
Yeah, the clothing, I don't know if that counts, but let's look at the concept of this though for a second. So if you're somebody who's really trying to get your base weight down, then this is a mantra that you might be in. You're like, okay, I got to really, multitask everything, multi-use everything.
Right.
But come on, like there's certain things that you can't just toss them out because you can't find a second use. If it's a critical piece of gear that's going to make your trip more enjoyable, better, that essentially you're going to use consistently, bring it.
Yeah.
Just bring it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm curious if people are still kind of abiding by this. I think I've heard this said even on that show Alone, where people are like, we have 10 items, make every single one count. And you're not going on alone, folks. It's not a survival journey. This is just a backpacking trip. It's an adventure, but you're not trying to survive. You're not going to be battling against bears. You're not hunting while you're out there. Come on.
Do you think that that's the mentality of some people, though? Some of the extremists, like, I want to like feel that like rush of like... having as little as possible and like surviving, like I did it. I don't know.
We talk about that. Yeah, bragging about your base weight.
Right, right. Like I'm basically Survivor Man, and I'm like, we interviewed that one young lady who had, what was her base weight? Like 17 pounds?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Yeah, that was like nothing in the pack. I was like, geez.
Yeah.
So.
Right, at least. So for sure.
Yes, yes.
And we don't talk, we talk more total weight for our group, our July trip group. But you still like to brag about your weight, right?
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I brag about my weight?
Yeah.
I don't know about I brag about it whatsoever. I think
when you bring it up five times within the first day, is that bragging? Or maybe not.
Maybe you're hearing your own voice say that. Mm. I don't remember myself saying that. But you are the one who likes to bring the scale to exploit people's weaknesses of packing. And I think you enjoy that. And I just happen to fall under the category of lightest top two packs every time. So that's.
You are not preaching to the choir on that one. Everybody likes when I bring the scale. In fact, there's been a couple trips recently where I did not bring the scale and I heard about it.
No, the scale's fun. It's a fun activity. Yeah. And it's fun to be like, oh, you're the heaviest. Oh, you're, you know.
And really it should be an accountability measure so that we can kind of get some people's weights down. But
you know what it is though? It's a good, in our group that are like, whatever, I'll bring my 80 pound pack. But I think in a group like Patreon or something like that, I think it's a good icebreaker to be like, whoa, you're at 65. Maybe we need to like check a few items before we, get on the trail or whatever.
Right. Yeah. So, for Patreon trips, for sure. For sure. Okay. So anyway, reaction, if you're watching on YouTube, please leave comments down below. Is there something that we missed? Or maybe there's a second use for something that we just didn't come up with. Is this something that's important to you to make sure everything has two uses And if so, really, what are you doing with your toothbrush? Come on. And then, yeah, or are you in agreement with us? If you, do you support our, kind of our theory behind this, that we're busting this myth that each piece of gear should have two uses? So please tell us, please.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I've got trivia again. Yeah, again. Okay. So this is, what did I call it? Ultralight lore trivia.
Ooh.
And this is according to REI. I literally just pulled their stuff off their website because I'm not like an obsessive ultralighter, so I had to kind of, you know, dig a little bit here. So we'll get to that right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to up your trail game, folks. If you suffer from extreme soreness, exhaustion, or like Carl, impossibly weak shoulders, then reach out to Rowan, our good friend from Summit Strength. He'll help you get fit, strong, and resilient so that you can conquer your next great adventure. Don't rely on the random and unverified nonsense you find online. Rowan uses rock-solid evidence and years of experience to get you trail ready for all circumstances. Uneven terrain, another long climb after a series of long climbs, your discouraging partner telling you that you can't make it. The link to your success is always in our episode description, but you can always check out all the information you need at summitstrength.com/online. Once again, that's summitstrength.com.au/online. It's time to be strong and pain-free for your next adventure.
I'm a little nervous, Derek. We're tied 2-2, and I'm a little nervous you're not going to get this trivia. I said that last time, and you did great. Yeah.
So you're nervous every time, really? Is that?
No, I'm actually really nervous this time.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I've got, they're all multiple choice.
What if I have more losses, but more wins because you're doing more trivia? Like, does
we're just counting losses.
So this is a bonus. This is
you can do more trivia. You can do the next three if you want to. I'm fine with that.
I don't know. I kind of like the trivia. You know?
Okay.
Kind of like, I like doing fake ads that aren't fake.
You're good at those for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you got to get 2 out of 3. They're multiple choice.
Okay.
Oh. I gotta figure this out. There's one that I'm so convinced you're gonna get this one wrong.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, we'll see. So this is all according to REI. They've got all sorts of resources on their site. You may agree, may disagree, but this is what they say. All right.
Okay. And the answers aren't in grams, is it? Just so we know.
We'll find out.
Okay. Great.
Sorry. Number one, in going ultralight, REI says don't skimp on A, safety, B, food, C, water, or D, carabiners.
Did you throw that one in? Oh, we're doing A, B, C, D today.
Don't skimp.
I'll give you a hint. D is incorrect. D
yeah,
is
I know. Incorrect. Okay. I'm not going to say D. Don't worry. Right. Don't skimp on it. What's a good tagline? Don't skimp on food.
And they're talking about going ultralight. That's like that's the clue here.
Right, 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 right.
And so they're going to tell you to lighten your load in a lot of different categories, but there's something that they suggest not to skimp on.
I mean, I'm going to go with food and water seem like the same thing. So I don't know why. I'm going to go with safety.
Safety is correct. Correct.
Yes. You can't ever be too safe, Carl.
No. And that I thought that was a hard question because I feel like you make the case for the other ones. Yeah. So well done.
Okay.
Well, they had a whole list of things about being safe. So and that included not just the first aid kit, but it included your Garmin and all that stuff. So.
Oh yeah.
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 Speaking of, I think we missed a hack, because I had first aid kit on my not a hack, but a piece of gear that had two uses. We didn't talk about first aid kits. Oh, I missed one. I didn't do my notes very well. So I was going to throw out first aid kits to you, is there two uses for that? But I blew it. All right, number two.
Way to go. You missed it. Go
ahead. I missed it. Number two. In terms of carrying water, REI says all of the following, except...
Oh, okay.
They say, A, camel up. Drink a lot in the morning before you leave camp. B, carry only 1 liter of water. C, bring a pump filter for efficiency. They say all of those things except for one.
One of those three.
Yeah.
Camel up before, what was it? Camel up what?
Drink a lot in the morning before you leave camp.
Drink a lot before you leave the camp. Drink
carry only 1 liter water or bring
carry a only pump one liter filter. Water. Or bring a pump filter for efficiency, which is ironic.
But remember that. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to. I was going to tell
feel,
you.
I feel.
Remember that REI is a store, so keep that in mind.
Yeah. I'm trying to think that they're trying to sell something too. So I'm going to say. Oh gosh, I'm going to say the 1 liter.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say, and they actually suggest that. So that is incorrect. Yeah.
Oh.
Which is what I've been saying, and nobody believes me. Wow. at least they don't on the backpacking trips, because I don't think I've seen anybody kind of follow along with me on that one.
Is it the pump filter?
Yeah, it was a pump one.
Oh, I should have.
Which is crazy. They say bring like a small, they said something else about a filter, like bring a personal, micro filter, mini filter, whatever. Not the pump,
though. Right. That
so,
seems
so like REI is not even like suggesting pumps for people that are trying to save weight themselves, and they sell that stuff, so kind of interesting.
Camel up and bring the pump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three, unfortunately, is the one that I think you're gonna get wrong. So Great.
Here we go.
If you do, you lost.
Okay. That's how it works. Yeah. Okay.
Which of the following items is not on REI's hygiene list? All right. Now, I'll help you out a little bit here. This is their ultralight hygiene list, but there's things in here where I'm like surprised, I guess, that they would consider ultralight still. But they, I'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Are there three? Are there three of them? Four of them?
No, there's only one that's not on the list. I'm going to give you four. One of them is not on the list. Okay.
This is going to be tougher. Okay.
All right. They say to plan for A, two wipes a day, B, a pee rag for women.
Pee rag.
Yeah. Do you want to go into detail on that or no?
I figured it out.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
C.
Go, girl.
Baking soda for toothpaste. D. Deodorant if you're hiking in a group. Which one is not on our hygiene list?
That's funny. Okay. I think the third one is on the list because that seems like...
Baking soda?
Yeah, that just seems like, and that's the one I feel like you're like, wait, that's lightweight? That doesn't baking seem like lightweight to bring baking soda. I know, but is it any lighter than like a little mini toothpaste?
Well, I don't think they sell the M-paste stuff, if that's what you're saying.
Am I bringing like a bag of like baking?
Oh, you know I see what you're saying, the tube. Yeah,
I don't know. So All right. I could be wrong about that. Okay, I'm going to say, oh goodness, this is a tricky one. This little boogers. Okay, do them rapid fire real quick. We have the baking.
Two wipes a day, pee rag, baking soda, deodorant if you're hiking a group.
I'm going to say hygiene.
That's tough.
Hygiene. Right. I'm going to say deodorant.
Deodorant is correct. Oh, yes! Man.
People hate to smell good. People hate smelling good.
I thought the way I worded it would make you not choose that one.
Well, how did you word it? What are you talking about? In a group?
Deodorant if you're hiking in a group. No, yeah. That like it's help so me it's pick like it. It's like I knew he was gonna get a laugh out of you, so I thought you were I was playing the like reverse psychology card, I guess.
Well, I just reverse Uno'd you. So I think that actually helped me. That actually helped me pick it.
Yeah. I thought and I guess figuring out the baking setup was correct was probably the key to your success right there. Mm. I still think that it surprised me that they had two wipes a day. Like I don't even bring two wipes a day.
No.
And I don't consider myself the ultra lighter. No. I'll bring one wipe a day and I'll, you know, use it in multiple areas, but
two
a day seems excessive for ultralight, right?
I mean, how much are you cleaning? Are they thinking the whole body or just the face? I mean, we're just doing like mainly the face, right?
How many wipes do you folks bring out there? If any, I know, like for years I didn't bring any, but how many do you bring? Is it more than one a day? You know,
what five, you got, five so. A day. Let us know. That sounds
fine. Yeah. Well, you said you bring a small packet. How many you said, are in the packet? 5 to 10, you said?
Yeah, but I've only done that once on the trip. I usually leave them in the car for after.
Yeah, we definitely have the wipes in the car. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I've only done it once on the trip. I might do it next trip, just to bug you.
All right. Thank you.
That was good. Pass it. I'll take it. Thank you.
You'll take it. Okay.
Any tidbits?
I do have.
You got a tip?
I got a couple tidbits.
Right. Okay.
First of all, we got a comment from a listener who's been watching, I guess a watcher on YouTube, and they have been observing your backdrop. And this is from a girl named Sienna, and she says, goodness gracious, Derek, can you stink and iron your backdrop? Like put a little effort in. Uh-huh. Just a little effort.
You know what? Tell your daughter to get back to her homework and to finish it. Because my wrinkly backdrop is I kind of like it, actually. Maybe it's becoming a thing. Maybe it's becoming a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Looks professional. People that are new to our show, they're going to be like, that's professional.
Good. That's what I wanted to think. Good. So, I'm glad you agree with me. Before we move on, we've got another review by B&B correspondent Jen Diana. I hope I'm saying that right. Alpaca socks.
Hey there, backpacking and blisters family. I've been hard at work testing out the latest and greatest products to let you know what lives up to the hype. Today for Jen's picks, we are talking about the company Paca. Now, I've been a big fan of this brand since we discovered them at the Outdoor Retailer Show earlier this year, and I already own several items from them. They have always had lifestyle and travel focused items that were particularly well suited for hiking and backpacking, but recently they did a complete redesign of their athletic focused socks. And I reached out to see if they could send me some for testing. The new Performance 3/4 Crew socks have honestly become my new favorite sock in my drawer. I tested the medium, which fits my size 7 foot perfectly. They added some more compression to the arch, and they changed the heel cushion, which has me reaching for them time and again. I love that they are stink-free, and when it's time to wash, you can throw them into the machine without any special fuss. I also think it's really fun that they say, go outside in nature at the top. After washing, my size medium weighs in at a humble 1.7 ounces and costs only $24, which means you can afford to carry a few pairs in your pack. And since it's that time of the year, these are the socks you want to tell your mom to send for Christmas.
Thank you for the review, Jen. We will definitely be trying those out as well.
That, my friend, is all I got.
That is all I got, guys. Always a pleasure. Check us out on the Backpacking Blisters podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and the YouTube channel.
And Patreon.
And the Patreon, correct. We will see you next time, guys. If you need an extra piece of gear that does have multiple uses, it is Carl's hat, where he uses it as a shower cap and as a soup bowl on the trail. We'll see you next time. I was in the tent. It was a long day. I jumped in the river. I had the fresh socks on. I was feeling great. Guys came in. We got the board games out. Carl walks in, sits down, and is like, guys, I can't handle the smell in here. I need to freshen things up. So he's like, boom. I have another use for my dirty sock in the middle of the tent. He thought it was an air freshener. Choose your friends wisely, guys.